League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, how you get away with it then? Because you be keeping walnuts in your cheeks. Go ahead and laugh. Laugh out loud to you. That was a good one.
Keeping walnuts in your cheeks is the fun. For later? They told you no big bites 30 minutes before the test. Nobody can tell me no big bites, my boy. All right? 7-Eleven, holler at your baby.
Oh, it's coming to here. It's coming.
They still ain't slid in my inbox too. They out here playing. They think I want to switch to Quick Trip. I will hop ship so fast and switch to Quick Trip on y'all ass. Keep playing with me. 7-Eleven.
Have you been acting like they got superior hot dogs?
Yeah, y'all acting like it's not Wiener Schnitzel, my guy. It's 7-Eleven. Come holler at your boy. Wow. You better get on track.
Have you had more hot dogs since that skate video?
Nah.
Hot dog down.
You can't do too many of those in a week.
Yo, you know, because them the ones that be spinning on the thing when you come in.
Yeah.
That normal people walk right past, but you.
It's the hot dog treadmill.
And why would you get one of those during COVID to hear?
Okay, first of all, hold on.
He didn't get one. He got seven.
They all look wet too.
Listen, first of all, let me say this. Hot dog treadmill is hilarious to me, Drew. secondly, when I went to go get them, I got them early. Like when I did the skate video, I went to 7-Eleven at 6:30 in the morning. I was there early with them. So I'm there. When
they put them up there 6:30 the day before. So why you act like being early matters?
No, that's slander. Okay. You can use the defamation of character. You better slow down. Okay. I'm on watch. All right.
What expressions do these cashiers be giving you?
You say what?
What expressions do the cashiers be giving you? Because 6:30 is early, early.
He just really said, all he said was, really?
For real? Breakfast hot dog, huh? Oh, hot dogs, my bad.
Did he say really or did he say the usual?
The huge.
Don't worry, you're going to get your own special. They're going to be walking there like, yeah, let me get the Tahir special. That's what, two hot dogs?
Two hot dogs and a pop. That's all I want.
And a pop, yeah. You're going to get your special.
And a side of high blood pressure.
If the Travis guy got his own McDonald's special, you're going to get you up for 7-Eleven.
That's all I want. All I want is my just dude to lose it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. And then you know, a little sponsorship package, you know. Nothing crazy, like $5.
7-Eleven is hidden though. Before I stopped eating meat when I was younger growing up, 7-Eleven was my favorite grocery store. Okay. Yeah. I used to eat them hot dogs all the time before school. That was breakfast with 7-Eleven.
What age?
What age were
you eating these hot dogs?
You said it was cool. Between the ages of like 10 and 19.
Oh, okay. It's high school. Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. So when you were a child, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. But see, but then I stopped eating meat in 2002. I stopped eating meat 2 years after I got out of high school.
Oh, wait. But did you stop eating meat? Is that why you stopped eating 7-Eleven hot dogs? Or did you growing up? if you still ate meat, would you be hitting these hot dogs?
Probably.
We realize it.
Was good with them kind of them relish and onions and yeah, them buns is soft, man. Come on, I'm telling you.
Now here's the thing, Quick Trip, Tanija. If you ever go to the South or the Midwest, you got to try Quick Trip because Quick Trip they keep their buns in this little steamer thing. They individually in the little plastic thing. You take them out, they're always soft. I mean, like, the hot dog on there, then you load that joint.
Never in my life been like, I'm gonna get a gas station hot dog, or like, I just it doesn't cost.
7-Eleven is like a grocery store. It's like the grocery store convenience store, so it's safer. Like I wouldn't go to some random like off the wall, like off the road shop called, you know, Barney's gas ain't getting. I'm not about to go Quick Trip.
Because Quick Trip is a gas station.
I ain't never heard of that.
Wait a second. Let me say this. Let me say
I'm Quick Trip to the hospital.
I'm in complete agreement with Tanisha. I love 7-Elevens. I like when I get my money, I want to have a couple 7-Elevens. I love the chain, right? I love it. I will say this. Quick Trip is fire too. Quick Trip, they have a whole kitchen now. So Quick Trip is almost like Wawa's in the sense of like, you get pizza there, they got hot sandwiches, they got the hot dogs, they got the drink station. It's legit. Now, I don't trust AMPM because everything they got comes in a plastic bag, frozen in a box. But 7-Eleven.
Why don't you trust AMPM?
No.
Hey, man.
The workers there. I don't like their mascot.
I don't like AMPM's mascot, that little monster.
Do you trust their gas?
I don't get my gas there either. I only get gas from Shell.
What?
I hate them. You know what I love about you? Is you pick and choose your bougie.
Right.
With you Shell, not bougie across the board. You like up and down with it.
That's how it's
I get discounts at Shell because of my fuel points from Ralph's.
So that's I got my gas.
Y'all are the same person.
You are the same person. I make sure I put my phone number in, not stand there and wait till the numbers dial down. Like, sir, this gas is supposed to be $2.99 when I put my number in. Why I still say $3.19? I'll be waiting.
What? Y'all be discounting
You should do it. You can get people hooking you up. Ralph's does it too. If you shop at Ralph's, you get fuel points from Ralph's too.
This is for the poor people, Patrick. You clearly don't know what this is.
This is
just sound people who want to save money. This is
also known as poor people. So that's why I'm saying Pat don't know nothing about that. Okay, he living lavishly over there.
But look, I don't know Pat well, but he just don't seem like he drive a lot. He seem like he call Uber for everything.
I actually do drive a lot. I just don't be going nowhere. So
he be like, yo, come get me. Like, I don't care where it's at.
This is Tom.
Bro.
This is AMPM's mascot. This is why I don't like
when?
No, no one knows that but you. No one has ever seen that.
Right.
Bro, it's too much. He got cookies on the face, a hot dog for the nose.
Oh, everything on him is a snack.
Here, y'all got the same face and the same hair.
Y'all both see that?
Nah, put it back.
Nah, man.
Put your little cousin back.
My homeboy's sister.
Y'all are made of the same things too. Hot dogs,
hot dogs, hamburger. He had no joke. Y'all had the same beard.
I have never seen.
He got Pat's hair.
I've never. What was Twizzler?
Was his hair tacky?
Yeah, his hair was. His hair was all.
Who eats Twizzlers? Who eats Twizzlers?
I hate licorice.
Really?
Red Vine stew or just. The whole thing.
Twizzlers are for poor people. Red Vines are for us expensive bougie people.
Well, low key, I like black licorice. I would eat black licorice before Twizzlers.
Ew! Oh my gosh, you're a serial killer.
No Twizzlers. Red Vines, yes. Twizzlers, no.
Yo,
black licorice?
Hold on, Pat. Hold on. Wait a second, everybody. Pat, you said you would eat black licorice?
No. I don't like black licorice, but I would eat it before... Like Red Vines, Twizzlers, all that, all the red ones. I don't like the red ones. Taste like medicine to me. Although everyone says the black ones
taste like medicine.
Yeah.
The black ones taste more like medicine than anything else. Pat, what are you talking about?
Although I'm not going to stand by this because this fact of mine is a distant memory. I haven't A and B'd them in very long, so I don't really know.
Oh.
But I from what I remember last, I don't like Red Vines at all.
And you should taste test them both now with your adult palate and see which one.
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
that sounds like something white people say to prove they're not racist.
Would you say yes?
Does that sound like something white people say to prove they're not racist? It's like, I like the black licorice. Those are delicious. They're tasty. I have plenty of black foods. I like black licorice. I would never eat the red ones. Those taste like medicines, but the black ones, I stand with those.
I gotta try this again. I like doing A and B videos like that because it's like, who cares? Who cares which one I like better? It's so funny. It's just like, all right, in this video, I'm gonna eat the red one and the black one to decide which one is better.
What's A and B?
What's
A and B?
Oh, like A and B video, like kind of like A and B, like I'm gonna try this and then I'm gonna try this.
Like A or okay.
Yeah, A or B. I should have said A or B, yeah.
I thought it was something I was just out of the loop on, and then I thought you was either that an Airbnb, and I was like, I mean, I guess winning alone.
BNB.
Well, I think this is as good a place as any for us to go ahead.
Wait.
Tiny mic you got.
What is this tiny mic? What is this? What is that?
Wait a minute.
Where did you get this little tiny microphone?
Yeah, let me make this window bigger.
It wasn't picking up at first. I was looking at the level, so I just had
to. Is that always been there?
It's usually below the camera, but I don't know. I might have to change the wire or something.
Wait, that's it's always a mic?
Yeah.
You lying. It's like a pencil topper.
Like that's no. You got a gym and a hologram set somewhere. You're using the mic.
That's a real mic?
Yeah. I got the transmitters and everything.
That is.
That's when you know you broke. It's because like, okay, I'm going to get this little doll microphone and I'm going to use this for my Zoom setup.
That looks like an extra expensive like Japanese microphone. That's just like it's
transmitter for it and everything. So,
Oh my gosh, I love it.
The way you brought it in without warning is what we tripping off of. It was like it wasn't there, then it was just there. Like we wasn't supposed to see that you got a whole baby microphone. Right there, like
no warning. Just pull it out on them to hear. That's how you gotta do it. That's what you tell them. They say don't.
Lance, you ain't even got no cables attached to your microphone. Put your little microphone away.
Hey, first of all,
it ain't on.
It's wireless. It's a Bluetooth.
Is it?
No.
Nah.
No. Mine is though. Like you can see the levels. Hold on.
Oh, that's cool. What would I
even search? Rode testing. Baby mic?
Testing. One, two, testing.
Rode. Baby.
Pat, where are you? You always in some random spot.
No, this is my house. I'm just in the guest room.
Which house?
My house.
Like the one that you had the party at? Or yeah. You moved out of there already?
No. Yes, I'm still there.
You be moving a lot. Don't be you move like every month.
I'm not moving again.
All right, we're gonna get to the first topic.
He got money.
No, the other place is just a studio that I work out of. It's not I do not have two houses.
He's basically homeless. He just be squatting in different places.
I'm trying to find the same money.
We go jump right into this first topic right after this.
So here's another way 2020 has thrown us for a loop. The holidays. I mean, gift giving just isn't the same. Sometimes you would give people a gift card to a restaurant you want to then check out or concert tickets. There's no telling when we'll be able to do that again. So as I'm going through my gift list, I have to make a decision. What can I get people that they will really like and they will really use? Raycon wireless earbuds. Now, if you've seen these ads before, you know this is probably my third pair of Raycons. My first one the kid liked, so I gave them to her. Okay, she lost one of them, so I had to buy a new pair. And because I gave her that pair, I had to buy me another pair. This is my third pair of Raycon wireless earbuds. But I don't mind. You know why? Because with seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit, you can start listening to them right out of the box. And don't even get me started on the audio quality. We're talking about this is comparable to the other premium brands, except Raycon start at half the price. And best of all, there's something that you can use every day for music, for phone calls, at home, on the go. It doesn't matter. They are the gift that literally keep on giving. And who cares if they already have a pair of wireless earbuds? You can always have a spare. Listen, it's the holidays and Raycon is in a giving mood. So you guys get to get 15% off. That's right, 15% off your purchase at buyraycon.com/squat. That's right. All you have to do is go over there, find what your favorite pair is, put it in your cart and head to the checkout. All you have to do is make sure you go to buyraycon.com/squat. That's SQUADD. One more time, buyraycon.com/squat. SQUADD. You're welcome.
First topic of the day, we have dating someone with a bad kid versus dating someone with a crazy ex.
You know what we should do instead? Who's more trustworthy? To hear more Donald Trump, Count Chocula, the Joker.
<Don King. laughs>
To hear is a liar. And I'm just going to
show him your microphone to hear, you big fat liar.
They heard over this microphone to hear.
Look, this pen. I knew it was a top to something.
The lies. The fact that Rhodes baby mic is in my Google search. I wanted that to be a real mic so bad.
Look, now when you go on your Instagram, they're going to be giving you all these ads for little mics.
Baby mic.
You're going, yep, I can guarantee it. They sure are.
I feel hoodwinked.
Actually, let me see if it's gonna be there.
Little baby's name, Mike.
Getting back to the topic real quick.
Stop acting like it's real. It's not real. Stop acting like you're using it. It's making it worse for me.
So, getting back to the topic real quick. We have what's worse? You know, dating somebody with a crazy ass.
How about dating a liar? I will say this. I have dated
Huh? How would you feel about dating a guy with a little microphone?
All the lies don't sound the same, so it don't matter. Gonna have the same frequency, same pitch, same tone.
I would say this though. I've dated women with a crazy ex and a crazy little bad kid, and one is annoying, but at the end of the day, who is trying to deal with a crazy ex? Like a crazy ex? Like an annoying ex is one thing. A jealous ex is another thing. Those are fine. Stop doing mic checks. You keep doing mic checks. It's not okay. He keeps tapping it.
He's getting you. This is all for you.
Look, you know it's bad when you mic check like this.
Mic check with a little pinky cut. I'm not trying to get shot or jumped over a woman because of some crazy ex. No, thank you.
Now, how bad are we talking for these kids? Are we talking like baby's kids level, or are we talking like they just
love? We talking about the type of kids that that like curse when a mom ain't around. They talk back, you know what I'm saying? Touch you with sticky hands. Every time she tells him to go to sleep, he like gets back up, runs back in the room. You know what I'm saying?
Like a little kid.
You go over to somebody's house at 11 o'clock at night, you know what you're going over there for. And this kid is still up. This kid is like just running amok, knocking stuff off the counters, and you know, that type of thing. So I guess that's what we're talking about.
I'd low key rather that than like a 16, 18 year old kid that's bad.
Like he in the streets, like a little 17-year-old gangbanger.
Yeah, he's just like, man, you fucking my mama. I would much rather a kid that don't know what's going on.
I've dealt with both. Somebody that had a crazy ex and bad kids. And honestly, I don't know who was worse, honestly.
Really?
The difference is you can put hands on an adult and the kids have an age limit. I think you can't punch a kid unless they 5 and up. So with that being
said, 5?
Five and up. Yeah, they have meat. Their bones are solid.
They have meat?
Yeah, meat. Their bones are solid. And this is coming from someone who came from the teaching profession. I used to teach at Head Start, so I had ages 3 to 5, and I noticed that the 5-year-olds take them better than the other ones, so I say 5 from personal experience.
chest came a little left.
You know, hey, you can put hands on an adult. Kids, you can't. But then you got some kids out here that killer kids too. So you just don't know. Yeah. Kids are killing too.
But here's the thing. Here's the bigger thing. If I dated somebody with bad kids, I actually don't fault the kids. I fault the parents. So to me, that says more about that person, because how do you let your children act that bad? Like, that tells me something about your parenting skills, which tells me something about who you are.
Right. And
your kids are like that. I really don't want nothing to do with you, because you don't know how to handle your children.
So we got to have an honest conversation about this. What is a crazy ex? Everybody be claiming they got a crazy ex.
That's a great question.
But most of the time, it's because you're still entertaining the situation to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Most people, when it's over, they go, like, most people ain't just gonna be crazy 4 years later and you don't talk to them at all no more. And I don't know why this nigga just be showing up with the key I gave him.
Listen, I make it a point, ask all women, not even women I'm specifically dealing with, what is some wild stuff that has, you know, has happened to you? Because it's crazy, like what you just said, Lance, like our idea of a crazy ex is nothing compared to a woman's idea of a crazy ex. So there's probably two gradings, because like the stuff that I be hearing, I'm just like, yo, what is this? Yeah. Like I'm hearing like they be passing by the house once a day, you know, checking on their car, knocking on the windows, talking about like threatening, talking about like you can't, like you need to change your number, like literally like wild stuff that I just don't feel like women do. Women might get a little bit obsessive and destroy some of your stuff, but they ain't running up trying to kill people and I feel like it's different.
Really hard for me to relate. What'd you say?
I said for women, a safe ex can be unsafe and dangerous, whereas for men, most of the time, it's usually like an obsessive thing, you know, destroying stuff. They might set you up. Yeah, they might set you up with something physical, but I haven't seen it gotten to that point in a minute.
So would the crazy ex be considered that woman who tried to burn that man's car up, end up burning her whole face and eyebrows off?
Yes.
That would be.
But was she an ex? Like,
I'll be ready to ask that. Was she an ex?
That'd be the question, man. Like, I know for me, most of the crazy I dealt with, if I can take a step back and look, I'm like, yeah, I probably should have just told her to leave a long time ago. But I'm like telling her to say nothing, but then I might still be dibbling and dabbling like when I feel like it. But she's not taking it like that. She's taking it like, oh, we back in love. And I'm like, back? I was never in love.
You do enough to make them stay, but not enough to where they can say you're officially mine. So you know, you give them a little salt, baby.
You gotta invite them over when the chick you just got through smashing is leaving. So that way she'll know that she where she stands. Like that's, I saw Pat do that once. He had this chick come over.
When I tell you I got hard rule. Like for me, because I know the little games that get played. If I got somebody in my house and you leave something at my house, I'm throwing it away.
Yes. Yes.
Like and then they call, did I leave my earrings at your house? No, I don't. No earrings here as I'm walking to the trash can.
Yeah, I don't like that strategy of like, let me leave little hair ties and stuff and little things just like, you know, like that's warfare. That's mind warfare. I don't like
that. It's not on purpose.
Yes, it is.
I've done that though, but not on purpose. Like I've literally done that on accident, like left up an earring. Like we couldn't find my earring.
You guys do?
I was reading the Bible, but I just couldn't find my other earring.
I learned this in college. You guys perfected a way. You guys know what other women notice that men don't. Like if a man scanned a room, they wouldn't pick up on like seven small things that a woman would. Little eyelashes, little hair things, hair ties. You guys are ninjas. You guys know exactly what you're doing. Either it's a reason to come back or it's to deter anybody else you may be talking.
Look, don't be mad at us because God made us detailed and y'all over here stupid. Okay. Didn't nobody tell you not to scan your room. Didn't nobody tell you to be out here scamming women and now you gotta cover your tracks. Like, I hope I don't have no hair. Because woman B is coming in. That's your own fault, you dumb.
Yeah, turn your mic up. They gotta hear this.
Here's the thing. I feel like the book that I'm about to release for men is gonna really change the game because it's gonna help a lot of guys think like that. Because a lot of guys, like, I remember when I was getting nudes and stuff like that, and I was excited and stuff like that, and I would get a nude, then I noticed something like her fingernails would be a different color in each picture that she sent me. So at least she's either changing these nail colors super fast, or she's sending me old ones. It's like, no, I want some new ones. Don't send me stuff from the vault.
You got they sent the back catalog.
You sent me.
Or it might not be hers. I know plenty of girls who be sending nudes from the internet that ain't even a body.
Not only did they send you the vault, but they sent you the vault before the two kids.
You gotta have them send you a nude while she holding the newspaper. Today's newspaper.
Hilarious.
That's the How old is this woman? She got a newspaper. How old is she?
Right? Who has a newspaper?
Everybody
stay near a gas station. Go to the gas station.
Get you a hot dog and a newspaper.
Do gas stations sell newspapers?
Next to her vagina with all that news dust.
You're trying to find an escape goal. You're trying to get a way out of it. You're slippery. That's what
you're gas stations still selling newspapers?
I don't know.
No.
Who sells newspapers? Who looks at newspapers? Except for Tahir and the other geriatric patients at the nursing home.
That would be part of the Tahir pack at 7-Eleven. It would be two hot dogs, a soda, and a newspaper. That's the Tahir pack.
I got a whole line of scrunchies coming out.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, Lord. No, don't tell him that.
I will say this, though. One thing that men and women, specifically men, have trouble admitting when they talk about the whole crazy exes. Y'all ever met somebody who was like, man, I for some reason, I'm only attracted to crazy women. Like, I just attract crazy women. That's my type, is crazy women. And then you hear all this stuff that they did, and then it's like, oh, okay, you're making these people crazy.
Yeah,
like,
the problem.
A lot of times we will not admit that, like, man, that crazy ex is like, well, what did you do? Like, I played a big part in a lot of gaslighting.
Yeah, y'all ain't, I mean, have y'all not seen It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate?
Basically.
What's that?
The movie with Martin Lawrence, Bobby Brown, Lynn Whitfield.
Yeah, you see that movie? That's like a classic case of like you got to be very clear with people about your intentions.
It didn't matter how clear he was with her.
Who's Martin Lawrence?
I thought the first one was real.
Lynn Whitfield's character was crazy, period. It didn't matter if he told her he loved her or not. She still was going to see it as that. Who just puts an orange and some stockings and beat themselves outside of somebody that's just a little crazy?
But it was Martin's fault, because here's the thing, women, and I did a video on this telling women just to make sure when you ask, the conversation comes up about past relationships and the first thing he says is, man, that girl was crazy. That's a red flag right there and then, because he's not gonna tell you the things that he did to lead up to her reacting to what he did. For every action, there is a reaction. Now, Lynn Whitfield was fine in that movie until Martin threw up against that wall. She hit her head, and then she spun a whole nother person. After the head hit the wall, she couldn't control who she was. It was his fault. That was the trigger. The boom up against the wall. She didn't know what she was doing. She could, in court, he hit my head up against the wall, Your Honor. I didn't know. The trigger.
You gotta be honest about what you want. Here's the thing. This is, I used to work for a relationship radio host, and I remember something he said, and at the time I was like, dang, but it's so true. He said, like, as a man, he was like, the one lesson that I've learned as a single man in my life is I need to be honest about what my intentions are. He said, because when I was younger, I wouldn't tell women that I just wanted to smash, because I'm like, they not gonna smash. He said, but what I found is like 80% of them will still smash, because some of them are okay with it. And some of them are, there's a few of them and are hoping to change my mind. That's on them, because they're adults. And I told them. But he was like, for the most part, like, you got to give people their choices. So it's like, hey, this is what I bring to the table. I'm bringing a smash, and that's it. I'm not bringing a relationship. And he was like, it was cool. I never had any issues after that, because I diffused the situation from the beginning. So if you a dude or a woman or whatever, you just need to be honest about what you want. And don't be afraid for the people that's going to walk away. Let them have that choice, or else you're going to have somebody that's going to key up your car and put a match in the inside of it.
They still might do that.
The numbers are smaller now. You reduce the pool.
Look, I think that that's 100% true. I think I live a life of honesty. Like, I just tell people the truth, and you kind of take it or leave it. And a lot of people leave it, and you got to be okay with them leaving it. But another part of that is you have to create an atmosphere for honesty, right? So it's like, okay, if someone wants to just have sex with you, right? Let's just say that that's what it is. He just wants to have sex with you. You're telling him, in order to have sex with me, you have to give me a relationship. Now, you are clear that he does not want a relationship, but you have created this situation where if you want this, you have to give me this. So he's gonna lie.
What? But he doesn't have to.
That is the dumbest thing.
I'm gonna tell you why it's not the dumbest thing. Because when you go on a job interview, they just create a situation where you gotta lie. Like if you walked into a job interview honest, you wouldn't get the job. Like, why do you need this job? Because I'm broke, my nigga. I don't have any money. Like, I'm kind of trying to figure it out. But you gotta go in there and say, well, I'm a hard worker. I can see myself rising in this company. You don't want to be at this fucking company. But you're gonna go in there and be like, I can really see myself in here, and I like the way this company operates. And
he called it.
My interest in his point went like this. It started like high, then it went low, and then it went phew. That was a great way to end. I want to hear what the women have to say about that.
No, let me say this, because again, you need to be honest about what, because here's the thing, and let's take your little job scenario, okay? So you over here lying about this job that you want to get because, oh, I'm broke. I'm going to sit here and say that I'm going to be at this company. I'm going to be here forever. Well, guess what? Now you done took the job, and the real job that you really like, that's your career, that is your passion, you can't get it now because you're stuck at this desk from 9 to 5. No, I'm saying it's a hypothetical.
My whole point is
be honest about what you want. If you never know, you might just be like, hey, I just need a job. I just need money. And that person might be like, cool, this job is for you.
Have you ever done that?
I've never had to, because everywhere I've worked, I wanted to work at.
Man. At a job interview? You think everywhere you've ever worked?
I worked at a soul food restaurant. I worked at, like, I wanted to be there. And I was like, I like this place. It's cool. Like, I like the vibe, Meg, whatever.
Meg, you did not want to be passing out flyers at the strip club. You did that.
I did that on my own. And I did that for the church. Okay.
She did that for church, though. She did that for church.
But she didn't want to do it. She did it for the
church. I did. It was like, it was fun.
She wasn't like, oh, I can't wait to go to the club and see some ass and pass some flyers. She was like, all right, well,
I feel like Meg did want to do that.
I did. It was fun.
To save all the people who go to strip clubs.
Because then the dudes be like, hey, girl, what's up? And I'd be like, hey, here's this flyer. And then they'd be like, all right, like, catch me. And I walk away and they read it and be like, this is for church. This is a church flyer.
Oh, God.
That's how you make someone crazy, because now you've told this woman a lie that she believes, because she's like, well, why would he, you know? So why even make up the lie in the first place? Why just say, you know what? I think you're cool. And as much as I would want to, you know what? I'm not ready for that. But
I got a question.
That's easier than lying, because once you lie, you got to keep up the lie you told to keep everything. Why even do that?
I agree, but I got an honest question. It's just a question from my heart. Do y'all really be believing this shit, or do y'all want to believe it? And when I say y'all, say everybody.
It's both.
Yeah, I believe it, because I'm the kind of person where I know people like, you can't trust people you meet, but if you tell me something and you say, that's not it, I'm gonna say, oh, okay. Unless you give me reason to not believe what you say. If we've been talking for a few weeks and you've been cool up until then, and I haven't had any qualms with you or thinking that you're some type of liar, and then you come and you, why would I believe you're lying? If I feel like, oh, I don't think he would lie. We've been cool.
Everybody is a liar. I live the exact opposite. I assume everyone is lying until they give me a reason.
No, you got to. You got to. There is no other way to live in this world. Mm-mm-mm. Everybody be lying.
So pessimistic.
Yes. And Meg, I think you understand why I am the way I am, the way I came up. I think everybody is lying, or everybody has a price.
Well, you also came up from the hood, so that's a different story. You'll find that, especially people who are a little more suburban or people who haven't lived as tough of a growing up, life, they tend to be a little more opposite, which is I believe you until you give me a reason not to. But I understand why, especially you, Tahir, would be like, yeah, I think you lying until you prove otherwise.
I only think people are lying when it comes to business. If money is involved, I ain't taking you out your word till you show me some shit. Like when it's money and business and stuff like that, when you can get scammed, I'm like, but if it's some person that I just met and I just take you at your word. And then
I have a question with that. Okay. So if we're talking about honesty, we're talking about a guy being honest or a girl saying, I don't want a relationship. I just want to do the whole smashing thing, which is obviously, I mean, it could come off a little slimy, but it makes sense. You know, smashing is a very attraction thing. That's something that can happen like right then and there or be decided right then and there. So what happens when one of the people in the partnership or to be partnership is honest, like, I just want to smash. And then let's say the woman is like, I want a relationship and that's the only way. And then the guy is like, I don't know if I can do a relationship. Now it's like, did you guys just miss out on a potential, who knows, connection or just a good time just because of the honesty and the misconnect? Whereas the woman might have wanted to smash too. And my main point is like, what if they grow to find, be like, oh, I can be in a relationship with this person? Why do they have to know away?
You can always do that. But here's what I'm saying. Like, so in a situation where it's like, okay, I'm a man, I'm gonna be honest, I only want to smash. And the girl is like, dang, like, I really want to be with him, but he said he only wants to smash. Fine, let's just smash. But the intentions in the back of her head is like, we gonna be in a relationship. Her feelings are going to be hurt. And that's on her because he was honest with her. Now, if it's a situation where he's like, oh, well, I'm gonna just act like I want to be in a relationship too so I can get these cakes. Well, now you've created a problem.
No, I get that part.
Wait, what's your point? Like, they're missing out. But you act like, Pat, you act like there's not a million other people to smash.
Yeah, and this is another part. This is kind of like a broke man conversation. The idea of, because when you got it, either the fame or some kind of money or some kind of thing, everybody kind of know what they're here for.
Yeah, but that's a cheat code. I don't think that applies to the normal person. I think the normal
person. You're not normal, Pat.
Huh?
You're not normal, Pat.
Yes, I am.
Look at your dreads, man. They're luxurious.
Listen.
And you're in your guest room. I don't have a guest
room. You're in your guest room, my nigga.
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay. If I say I'm in my guest room, that just means guess which room I'm in. But in your crib, that's when guests come over. That's, you got a whole room designed for niggas who don't pay bills.
Living quarters.
All right, well, let's put this to a vote. Because this could go on forever. So let's put it to a vote right now. What's worse?
What was it?
Dating someone with a bad kid or dating someone with a crazy ex? We never stay on topic.
Crazy ex. Oh, no. So, okay. This is my question. It's only one bad kid?
Yes.
We could lock him in the closet.
That's one. That's one way of having
it.
They don't look like that, Meg. That's not my kid.
Terrible.
I would never lock my kid in the closet. That's wrong, but I don't know.
Are you asking what's worse or what would you rather deal with?
What's worse?
What's worse?
I think dating somebody with a bad kid, because the bad kid's with them for life.
Yeah.
So in the event that y'all decide to become one and then now you got to deal with a bad kid in your life permanently, whereas exes, like, you can move away and they gone. And if they follow you, file a restraining order, lock them up.
I was getting ready to say the same thing, man. Yeah, the kid's gonna follow you. However, you know, and then you're in that space that you can't say nothing because it's their child. And you're just like, ooh, I just wanna, and you're stuck in a situation and watching all this and there's really nothing you can do because it's not your child. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm with Meg on that. I think the bad kid is the worst.
Okay, Pat?
Crazy ex is always gonna be worse. I'm not trying to deal with none of that stuff. I like dating moms. I'm not even gonna lie. I had a phase in my late 20s where I was just dating a lot of moms. And
why, Pat? You did not want to be somebody's father. Like,
they always said snacks, man. Moms always
I like dating moms because it's like, they're very giving. They don't be going out to the clubs all the time. They're focused on usually. You know what I mean? They have, you know, they're cool. They're chill. You know.
Hey Pat, you ever dealt with the thing where you like date a mom and she like kind of not treat you like her child or a child, but she just do mom stuff to you? That you'd be about to leave and she'd be like, oh, you got, and then she.
Oh no, that's super weird. I would feel like I had one of those weird problems. You know how there's like this thing where like some weird dudes be like trying to smash girls that remind them of their mother?
Oh yeah.
Nah, I'm good with that.
And everybody called you Pat and she says stuff like Patrick.
Pacho?
Lance, what you say?
I would rather deal with a woman with a crazy ex versus a bad kid. I don't even believe in crazy exes like that. I think it's always more to that story.
Okay.
So it's like, you got a crazy ex, yeah, whatever.
So the crazy ex is...
The bad kid is worse for you.
Okay.
If I'm gonna be around and he gonna be touching me with, you said, sticky hands and
yeah, all that.
He'll be going on my PS5 and changing the configurations and.
Not even that, you gotta like slowly open your snacks, because if they hear the bad, they gonna come running. It's like, oh, my mama let me eat those. I'll be like, well, good.
I don't have a PS5, by the way. I was just speaking into existence.
I'm gonna go crazy ex, but the bad kids have it on this one. We're going to jump right into this next topic right after this.
All right, guys, the holidays here, and I want to know, what is on your wish list? Fellas, it better be the number one wish for gift of the year, none other than Manscaped. You heard it right. They are the absolute best in men's below and above the belt grooming. And not only that, they take care of all your nose hairs, all the little prickly things you got going on your face. They got you on lock. Now, I'm here today to tell you a little bit about their premium package. First up, you're going to get the Weed Whacker. Boom. That's going to take care of all those little pesky nose hairs that you got. Look, don't nobody want to see that. Now, you're also going to get the Lawnmower 3.0. Check that out. You see that light right there? To get all of those hard to reach and all of those hard to see places. Not only that, this is skin safe technology. So all of those nicks and cuts that you used to get, that's a thing of the past, baby. Woo-hoo-hoo! Now, in addition to that, you're also going to get a couple of liquid formulations. Now, these ain't the bag, because I really use these. When I'm on the road, this is what I take. I pack this before I pack my drawers. Why? Because this is the crop preserver. This is essentially ball deodorant. Everybody needs ball deodorant. If you got a pair of balls, you should have the crop preserver. You also get the crop reviver, okay? This is like a little spritz for your balls. Keep it tight, all right? That's important, fellas. That's important. You're also going to get two free gifts. That's right. You're going to get the Manscaped boxes, and you're also going to get the shared travel bag. Listen, you can't go wrong with a gift like this. This is for the fellas. This is for the ladies that are looking for gifts for the fellas. Trust your boy. Now, not only did I just put you on the game as to why you need to get Manscaped, I'm also going to hook you up with 20% off and free shipping. Who else is doing that? Nobody. Nobody but your boy. Listen, to take advantage of this, all you have to do is go to manscaped.com and use the promo code SQUAD. That's SQUADD. Again, go to manscaped.com, use the promo code SQUAD, SQUADD, get 20% off and free shipping. That's right. You're welcome. All right, guys, with the holidays right around the corner, I know you're looking for gifts. Gifts that are going to connect you with your people that you can't see the way that you normally do. Well, look no further than Skylight Frame. Let me tell you why. We all have iPads and iPods and all of these products, and technology has all of these pictures on them that we've never printed out. What happened to photo albums? I'll tell you what happened to old photo albums. It's outdated technology. Now we have Skylight Frame, okay? This is a digital photo frame that you can upload photos to in no time. Literally, you take it out of the box, 60 seconds later, it's up and running. Touchscreen, 10-inch, boom, bop, bop, connected to your wireless provider, and you are up and running. You can literally email photos to Skylight Frame and have them up immediately, guys. You can even order one, preload pictures, and then send it to that loved one, that family member, that friend, to share those memories. It gets no better or no easier than this. Completely user-friendly, so your grandpa, your grandma, they won't have any problems. And if they do, you can do it for them. Like I said, you can email pictures from anywhere. I had a couple people over for Thanksgiving, very small group, and some people saw the skylight frame and they saw pictures that they hadn't seen in 2 or 3 years. Something that we had went out to eat and they were like, oh my God, I remember this. This was like 3 years ago. Look how small the baby was. Oh my God, can I have this? Absolutely not, you can't have it. This is mine. Go get your own skylight frame and I'll tell you where to get it from. One thing I know for sure is that you're going to love your Skylight frame, because I absolutely love mine. And they believe it so much that Skylight gives you 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's right, 100%. If you don't love your Skylight, they will give you a full refund. Now as a special offer, you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter the code SQUAD. That's SQUAD. Again, skylightframe.com. Enter the code SQUAD, SQUAD, and you will get $10 off. You heard it right. $10 off to purchase a Skylight frame. Just go to skylightframe.com and enter the code SQUAD, SQUAD. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com. Promo code SQUAD, SQUAD. You're welcome. All right, next topic is, which is worse, babysitting newborn triplets for a night or having annoying house guests for a week?
Wait, that just for one night for the triplets?
Triplets is just one night, but they newborns. I'd rather,
that's one night of no sleep. That's one night, as opposed to an entire 7 days of having somebody touch your stuff, misplace your stuff, put stuff that is supposed to be farting in your house, not flushing the toilet after they poop, like just, ugh.
Sound like you've been here before, man.
I've been here before, okay? I've had people, I'm like, when you going home?
A week?
A week.
And they not fun?
No.
At all? That's
the worst.
You just is that part of the question, though? Like an annoying house guest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That has to be worse.
I just say, man, just make it uncomfortable for them. Take the toilet tissue, you know what I'm saying? Leave a little skillet as a food, but no grease or butter so they can't heat it up. You know what I'm saying? Take the little plate out of the microwave. Put that in your car so it ain't got nothing to turn it. Like, that's the type of
villainous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All you got to do is disconnect the Wi-Fi.
With mental warfare.
Who thinks like that? The microwave plate?
A sociopath. Tahir is a sociopath.
I know shit, bro. I know how to fuck with people. If it's one thing I can do, is fuck with people.
Microwave.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Tahir's crazy.
Listen, on the toilet seat, though, it's got those two little plastic tabs underneath the main toilet seat. Take one of it off so they never can get comfortable on the toilet seat. Like, that's the type of shit I do. Like,
is so much work to hear to like make somebody's life uncomfortable. Or like, I'd rather be like, you can't say.
I know by the I'm gonna fuck with this person. I can tell. Like, if they doing everything I'm asking as a good house guest, we good. But if you being an asshole, it's finna be a problem.
Pat, what are you doing?
I take the triplets.
We better not see you get beat up on the camera right now. Yeah,
that's crazy. Like, crazy ex pulling up.
No, the guest bathroom is locked from the inside.
Oh, okay. You got a ghost in that house.
I don't know. There's no one in there.
You just heard it flush. Okay. Why did you?
No. I was trying to check the tabs underneath the seat. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh yeah, that's a thing.
It's super weird.
Oh
yeah, but triplets for a night, like, that's okay. One night, we're not gonna sleep. That's guaranteed.
Yeah,
that's easy.
Man, I don't like, fuck these kids.
I could do that. I probably just get drunk.
Yeah, you said 7 days. I would probably be like,
this is the thing, right? Because it's triplets, but they newborns. That means I gotta breastfeed.
I can't do that.
No.
You know what I mean? I don't really be wanting to breastfeed nobody else's kids. I think you can go to jail for that, first off.
Oh, these are someone else's kids?
Yeah.
I would for sure do that.
And some newborns sleep pretty good through the night, depending on who you get. All don't let society think babies just be howling all night. You might get a good group that might sleep.
You ain't gonna get
in other rooms smoking.
You ain't gonna get that shit at all.
Or one ones don't scream. I mean, you raise their but. Newborn cry is not as bad as like a 3-month-old cry.
Exactly. Yep. She's absolutely.
If they ain't my kids, I'm gonna be lit.
I think both cries sound the same when you got headphones on listening to music.
Yep. I would ignore them.
Oh my gosh, you guys are just evil.
I mean, I thought this was like a hostage situation. Like, we had to do one of the two.
Yes.
What does he have to?
Okay, Tahir, rephrase it. How? You gotta take care of newborns, triplets for 3 days.
Okay. Oh,
God.
Okay, so let's rephrase it.
Who that is?
The original thing is still gonna stay. We're just gonna rephrase it for shits and giggles right now.
Uh-huh.
You got newborn triplets that you have to watch for 3 days, three full days.
48 hours.
No, that's
72 hours.
72 hours.
72 hours. Or an annoying house guest for 1 week. And let's say it's not even a full week. Let's say a business week, 5 days.
Monday through Friday. It's
not the same. You should say seven. Just say seven.
7 days is... It's all the same, but okay.
Man, here's the thing, though. I don't care how close or how not annoying someone is. 7 days, they become annoying. So let's just say a business week.
I agree.
5 days.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say I would rather have the roommate because I ain't never really been around babies like that. I ain't never changed diapers like that. I'm not breastfeeding. I don't... These little niggas don't... They don't want to hear the music I like. Like, they don't care about that new Benny the Butcher. It's like, it's a lot going on that they don't even...
Lance, it can't be that hard.
At all.
The baby can't be that hard.
Three of them at once.
Yeah. I mean, usually you'll like... Because I've dealt with like multiples before, my friends multiples for a couple hours. And like, usually if it's time to feed, you'll like try to feed one and then the other. Like, it's not like I'm gonna just feed you when you cry, because you have to, when you have multiples, you got to keep them on the schedule. That's the way you survive. Like, even in the middle of the night, when it comes to diaper changes, everybody diaper change at one time. If somebody poop, I'm checking everybody's diaper, because that then you can just get it on a schedule.
What do babies eat? They like black licorice?
Formula. Just Postmates.
Or breast milk. Or breast milk. Which
yeah, I Postmates some formula. Mm-hmm.
I would just throw some
you
chips.
Instacart some formula.
And leave.
You say you would throw some chips at them and leave?
Throw a couple chips in the crib and dip.
And
that was a bar. You heard that? I throw a couple chips and then dip.
I didn't even know I said that till you said
burr, 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 burr. Yeah, no, but
3 days is still, I'm not like, now if you said a week, I think I'd be like, that's my limit.
No, I mean, and even with the house guests, I can leave my house. I can go back to the girl house with the badass kid and hang out with her for a few days.
Ain't nobody staying in my house, and you annoying like that. You can't be up in my house. I ain't in there. I don't know what you got.
Does it take a week for somebody to be annoying, though? I feel like it might need to be a little longer, because I think
it
like
10 minutes.
But I think like 7 days, people will still be on their best behavior. And then once they get more comfortable, I don't think nobody's really getting comfortable in 5 days. I just, you know, I don't know.
Obviously, you've never had a nigga stay in your place. I'm talking about somebody like, you take your shoes off my house and they come in, track all of this all over your house. They ain't take their shoes off. I'm talking about somebody that's leaving cabinets open. They leaving drawers open. Somebody that don't close the bathroom all the way. They also don't knock before they come into your room. Like, that type of annoying is just regular nigga shit. They not overtly trying to do it. They just ain't been taught no better. So that type of shit, oh, the first hour, I'm looking for them in my hotel. First hour. Like I said. It's a red roof inn. Like about 10 miles from here. You should probably head over there.
Red roof inn.
I'm not.
They don't even gotta do nothing. It's just somebody in your space and you're not used to that. You used to like, I'm a person who just likes my stuff a certain way.
True.
Like, it don't even gotta be wrong. It's just like, bro, I like my peanut butter facing this way. You mm-hmm. took it out and put it don't go in that cabinet, my nigga.
But I feel like when you have somebody stay at your house, you have to be aware that there's going to be a little bit of discomfort.
Exactly.
Because they staying in your house and you're not used to having somebody like that.
That's the point. That's why it don't take 7 days for them to get annoying. It takes 7 minutes because they already done changing your program up.
I'm saying you're supposed to expect that.
So that raises the question, are they actually annoying or are you just being anal?
Well, here we go. Leave it to Tanisha to always make it sexual.
No. maybe both. You know what? Something like this, Tanisha, right? Like, say you at the crib, you watching your Netflix, right? Say you watching a series on Netflix. You go and come back and they watching your Netflix. They watching the same show you watching, but they a few episodes behind. So they had to start backwards and you don't remember exactly which episode you was on.
Right.
What?
But that's all of like 2 minute inconvenience where you got to go find where you was.
No, it take longer than that. You got to look through episodes and say, wasn't this one?
You got to read the breakdown and the description because you don't remember. You just been playing skip intro, start the next episode, skip intro, start the next episode. You don't know where you at. You just like,
I have no idea.
This is anal for sure.
Right.
Like, I'm anal about some things, but like I said, can I be mad at them for that? Like, I'm anal about, and I know it's gonna sound real crazy, but I'm anal about people leaving time on my microwave. Like, I hate let the food cook all the way or fucking clock back to where it is. If I come there and that shit say 0.12 seconds, I'm fucking everybody up in the house. You couldn't wait 12 seconds. And then you let the food on the microwave. Either put the time on the microwave or let the food go the whole entire time. And I say that to Meg, you feel me on that? Like, yes. I can't stand it.
There's so no way anyone feels on this.
I get so mad because I live in a house full of men. I have like teen sons. I got a bunch of people in here. And I'm going to tell you that microwave always says 0.07, 0.12, 0.19. And it kills me because first of all, you should never open a microwave when it is on. You should always press stop or clear. Because of the mic, you don't need all that radiation coming on you. You're supposed to stop it first. Okay. Look, you can't never stay in my house, Lance. You ain't never gonna stay in my house, okay? With the 0.22, disgusting. I hate it.
If you just open the microwave,
it's all the radiation just comes, and you're supposed to press stop so it turns off the radiation.
Wouldn't it still kind of come out?
But not as bad.
What if you make the door ajar, but you don't open it all the way? You let it like a little bit stop.
Air it out.
Or just press stop, like, or click, like, the cancel. I don't understand. I have people in my house who press the stop, the pause button, which is next to the cancel. Just push the cancel
when you take it. We're letting out radiation every time we open the microwave?
I don't know if it's radiation. You know, microwaves, whatever that is. You know, the bad stuff.
That's probably why I can't grow any chest hair.
That's probably why you can't grow no muscles.
All them micro...
A little deformed microwave bodies. Start pressing stop and see if you get some muscles, Pat.
Let's start some dead in this track. That's ridiculous. All right, well, let's put it to a vote, man. What's worse, babysitting triplets for one night or having an annoying house guest for a week?
What's worse?
That does not zero out the microwave.
Guestmate is worse.
Guest is worse.
Yeah. Yes, for a week, I guess it's worse.
Okay.
Triplets is worse.
Fuck them kids. I'm going with the triplets too. I would give the house guest my place and go check into a hotel before I watch anybody else's kids, especially three of them. Fuck them kids.
Wait, for a whole week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's the weak version, then I would change mine to the kids is worse because you have to take care of them and keep them from dying.
You said the kids for one day.
Kids for one day, I would pick that. But if it's the kids for the week thing.
No, kids is just one day.
Okay, I'd rather do that.
Okay. Well, it looks like the kids have it. That's cool. The house guest has it. Fuck them kids. Always the model. We're going to get on to this last and final topic right after this.
Listen, guys, the holiday season is here, okay? And the holiday shoppers are going to be buying more stuff online than ever before. If you're an online seller and you're struggling to keep up, get your shit together with ShipStation. ShipStation.com is the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders. In just a few clicks, you're managing orders, you're printing out discount saving labels, and you're getting the products out fast. The results are much happier holidays for you and your customer. And listen, it doesn't matter where you're selling, whether it's Shopify, Amazon, eBay, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all of your orders into one simple interface. And we're not talking second string shipping options. ShipStation works with all the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, and UPS. Even international, you can compare these and choose the best shipping solution every time. They even offer big discounts on shipping costs. Now, any business can access the same postage discounts that are usually reserved for large Fortune 500 companies. You'll always know you're getting the best deal. So it's obvious. I mean, it is no wonder why ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. And right now, all Dev Squadcast listeners can try ShipStation for free for 60 days when you use the offer code SQUAD. That's SQUADD. Make sure your business can meet the demands of this massive online shopping season. Get started at ShipStation.com today. All you have to do is click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in SQUAD. Again, SQUADD. That's ShipStation.com to enter the offer code SQUAD. ShipStation.com, offer code SQUAD.
Last topic of the day. Would you rather lose half your height or double your weight?
I'm already too chunky. I'm not. This ain't even no debate. Okay.
I don't need half your height, though?
Half your height.
You can't get your height back.
No, because if you're half your height, then that means you can qualify as a little person, which means you get extra benefits in the government.
And you get a handicap sticker. You can park anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I'm going for half the height.
Tanisha,
you're not gonna be tall enough to drive.
Wait, yeah, what? You can, because they got booster seats and they got the little thing, the little peg that hits the pedal.
Yep.
Look, give me the weight loss journey. I'm like a cool 150 now. 300? I can come back from that. I ain't doing nothing. What, leg extensions? I'm like 6'5 right now. So half.
No, you 5'6".
Wait a second.
5'6".
Who's 6'5"?
Okay, it's 6'4" on my license. 6'4", 6'5".
6'4" inches?
So that would put me at what? 3 foot? I don't know how this works.
Pat, you're 5'7" max. You might be 5'7".
12 inches each, so I don't even know how to half this, but I can't do it. Not doing it.
You'd be like, let's just say you're 3 feet.
You'd be 3 feet.
That's rough.
I'd be a little person.
No, I would just try to lose that weight. Here's the thing, man. Like right now in COVID, if you have to double your weight, it's the perfect time to do it. You could get your body back down. You ain't going nowhere. Ain't nobody gonna see you. You just stay away from pictures and only take headshots. You be straight. Nobody,
you know, actually, now that you mention that, I think I might have to switch my idea on this because I forgot that they have the lipo BBLs now. I could just get all that fat sucked out and put in my butt. So I think I'd probably go with the double my weight because then that's more fat I can put in my butt. Okay.
That is true, though. I forgot about the surgical stuff. And it's only going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought you were saying that's true. You could put weight in your butt. I was like, oh, all right. He's in agreement. Where you at with it?
Double my weight? Yeah, so that put me right at 300. I don't know, man. I would say I would be a little person. Because really? I got stairs in my house. Mind you, me, 300 pounds going up and down the stairs every single day. Having to find new clothes when you lay down, and you know, with women, when we gain weight, sometimes we get it in our breasts. So then our butts get bigger than your titties smashing you in your face, seatbelt choking you, people looking at you when you eat because they like, damn, you eating again. Like, then I'd be wanting to fight because I'm from South Central Inglewood. And shit. No, I'll just be a little person. That's cool.
You don't think you can talk shit when you're a little person? You don't think that you go to the gas station, you grab some candy, and of course they'd be like, of course she grabs the fucking candy. You don't think people are going to talk shit when you're a little person? They definitely going to talk shit. You're not going to get away from that.
But the difference is you can not be 300 pounds anymore, but you can't not be 3 feet. Like, you're going to have to be that height forever.
Right. You could lose the weight, but you ain't going to gain no height.
That is true.
But there is always a job waiting for you if you're 3 feet tall. Don't do it.
Don't
Don't you fucking do it. Just leave it alone, Lass. Just
leave it about
speculation. Don't say it. Don't acting? Do it. Take the high road.
You gonna say high road when I say I'm gonna be a little person?
You know, and Meg, check this out. If you want a big booty, just be a midget.
Actually, that's another way to get a big
all
booty.
All little people got fat asses.
That is very
no, not it's not true. It's different types of dwarfism because some of them don't. There's legitimately a few of them that are just small and petite everywhere.
Yeah, I have never seen really like little humans.
Yeah,
like smaller versions of like regular size.
Yeah,
humans like, and then there are like little people, or the dwarfs more like, and they have the bigger heads and the bigger butts.
Every bite sized human I seen got a big booty.
That's their thigh meat combined. They got thigh, back meat. It's all in one. It's all cheeks.
They be big though.
I feel like all them the castmates of Little Women in Atlanta, they all got booties on them.
One of them.
Every single one of them.
But ain't like four of them strippers though? That's like they strippers.
I don't know. I've never seen two of them like promo.
Two of I thought four of them was, but it might just be the two.
And then one's a singer, one is a rapper. Yeah.
Rapper. All right. I am not hip. I have not watched that show at all. So
what did you pick to hear?
I'm gonna gain the weight. I done knocked that down before.
What?
The weight? I lost the weight before. I could do that.
Have you lost your current weight right now?
No. But right after high school, I got in a really bad car accident. I gained like 60 pounds. And I lost the 60 pounds in, I want to say, like 4 months. And that was while I was taking physical therapy, while I was doing physical therapy.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Because like this is tough because like you would literally have to lose the current weight that you're at now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was also lying though, Pat. I'm sorry. Huh?
You said what? Right. You said what?
I was also lying. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. We know. 60 pounds in 4 months. If you had those powers,
you'd be fit. I lost 60 pounds. Currently.
That makes no sense.
Gain 60 pounds in 4 months. I don't know. It's easy to gain 60 pounds.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, that was easy. I was like, yeah, okay.
That's what I was saying earlier about trust. See, you trusted that he was telling the truth, but he scammed you with that the microphone, and you.
I knew he wasn't telling the truth. Oh. 2 pounds in 4 months.
I lie all the time to them. That's how they know I love them.
Yes, that's a liar.
About everything, that's when they know I don't fuck with them because I lie to joke a kid. When I start telling them the truth about everything, they know it's over.
That's why the baby mic hurt because I let him in and I trusted him.
Hey, but Pat, in your defense, he didn't just say it. He started bringing out other gadgets. He started tapping.
Yeah, he was all about
right
Mad
here.
Convincing.
I do have a mic system. I got a whole live system that connects directly to the phone. So that's what that's a part of. But this was just an ink pen.
You are such a habitual liar to hear. It is.
How is it standing up? How is it standing up?
I got a baby mic stand.
It's called his hand.
I don't know if I believe that or not.
It's in a plant.
Put it in a cup. It's in a cup.
Or in a candle.
Nope, my candle's lit behind me.
It's sticking in a hot dog.
He would never.
I don't play with my food.
Ways to perfectly get
I don't play with or about my food. Today. Okay, that's what you'll learn.
So, very quick. Oh no, I got picked. So I think I would gain the weight because I know how to lose it. That's the same thing. I know how to lose the weight, and it's like it'd be like a fun challenge. Not at first, but once you get in the groove of stuff, you're like, oh, I gotta work out now. Because let me ask you this: when you gain the weight, do you instantly get the thoughts of someone that size?
What does that mean?
If I'm 300 something pounds, right? Do I instantly have the thoughts of a 320 pound person?
What are the
Do I wake up in the morning like, yo, should I go get some big bites from 7-Eleven at 9 in the morning? Do I have those thoughts? Or do I get to have the thoughts in shape?
Oh, you got to have fat thoughts because you
fat. I got to have fat thoughts.
Yeah.
Big thoughts.
Fat thoughts because you fat.
There's nothing wrong with having a big bite. Breakfast doesn't have to be limited to eggs and bacon. Breakfast is whatever you eat to break the fast from your last night's slumber. Okay, I'm tired of y'all shit. You're gonna quit slandering the delicious food from the gourmet shop of 7-Eleven. That's what you're gonna do.
You're not trying to break a fast. You're trying to break a chair. Okay, so stop eating a damn hot dog early in the morning.
That's the best thing for your stomach in the morning after you fast.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what, let's put it to a vote. I'm sick of all y'all. Let's put it to a vote right now. Right now. Yeah, double your weight or lose half your height. What are we going with?
Ashy, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to double my weight because then I'm going to get a lipo BBL. I'm going to get a whole new body.
Okay.
I'm telling you about the little person booty Meg is real.
I know, but then you got to have fat arms. I'm trying to get rid of all that. So I'm trying to get rid of my fat arms, fat back, everything.
I could have my height.
You gonna go height, Tanisha?
I'll be a little person.
Right.
Get them benefits, girl. Yes.
Person, my quality of life necessarily won't change. But when you put on weight, sometimes the quality of your life will change.
Only for a little bit, only till you lose it.
But then, how long is it gonna take you? And then when you go through that, it's a mental strain, it's a physical strain. It's a lot that comes along with losing weight. It just ain't, oh, you can't lose this weight. It's a lot that comes with losing weight.
That is true.
If I'm just a little person, I'm just little and enjoying life and not thinking, oh my God, I have
to. You got to carry a stair step with you everywhere.
Who, me?
Yeah, you 3 feet.
Bro, I'm about to go back and just jump. I'm not going.
You ain't going to get hops just
because. Then you're going to jump to like 3.5 feet. That's
Mario, bro. How tall are you now, Tanedra?
I'm 5'6", 5'7", if you got money.
Okay.
It'll be like 2'8", basically.
Why are you taller if they have money? I don't get why that helps.
No, I'm 5'6". I'm 5'6" and a half. 5'6" and a half.
Hey, me too. Yeah.
So then you would be, what's that? Like 2'8"?
Basically, yeah.
Just round up. We round up if it's over 5. Round up. 3.
Because then kids can like push you.
But at that point, I'd be in my right to fight them back because we'd be the same height. So technically, I couldn't go to jail.
But you probably smaller than some of them.
That's why I would still fight back.
But how are you going to fight them and they could just kick you?
She had the wherewithal and the skill of a taller fighter. You're going to get worked by a sixth grader. They're going to work your ass over. Sock you out. You a whole mama out here and they're going to get you socked you out.
That's a big fear of mine, to get beat up by kids.
To my algebra, I'll beat your ass again tomorrow.
That's a fear of getting beat up by kids?
Huh?
The Patrick says the fear of getting beat up by kids?
Like some real hood 6th, 7th graders. And you're just like, shut up, you're in 6th grade. You can't do nothing. And then they do something.
Well, that's did everybody go? Lance, did you go? You said the weight. Pat, what did you say?
I put them pounds on.
Okay. Pat, you said the weight too?
I'm doing weight.
I said weight. Meg, you said weight? Looks like the weight has it. The only person that's going to lose their height is Tanedra.
If you put the weight off, would you survive?
You said, wait a minute, what?
Never mind. What did you say? My bad. Something else.
You're gonna be on my 600-pound life to hear you put that double your weight.
You survive.
Looks like the weight has it. This is another episode of Squadcast Versus. Thank y'all so much for watching. We want to give a special shout out to our guests, Lance Wood and Tanedra Howard. And thank you guys for all the amazing suggestions. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace.
Sponsored by Baby Mics.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.